Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to learn the beginning. I think we're up to the beginning of Simon Tuf Tes Zayin. This is page Resh Pei Amud Aleph. So is this the last Simon of, this is the last Simon of Hilchos Erevin. So Sif Aleph for tonight only. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yom Tov Shechal Liyo Samuch L'Shabbos. If let's say you have a Yom Tov that's adjacent to a Shabbos, so Yom Tov is either Friday or Sunday, Bein Milfanai Bein Milachreha, Oshre Yom Tov Shel Galios, or you have a today Yom Tov Stam, like any Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, Yeshal La'ariv Shnei Erevin L'Shtei Ruchos. You're allowed to set up two different Erevin in two different directions, meaning we're talking about Erevin Tichumen in two different directions, and V'somich Alezim Em Shir to the Yom Arish. You rely on the Erev to the east for day one of Yom Tov, and then you rely on the Erev to the west on day two of Yom Tov, even though they're not compatible with each other, obviously. Or on day one of Yom Tov, you can have an Erev to the east and decide that I'm going to use that on day one, and on day two I'm staying home and I'm going to have the tchum of anybody else in my city. I'm not going to utilize that Erev. And you get 2,000 amos in every direction from your home on day two. Bamed var mamurim, when do we say that you could split the days from one another? That's only b'shnei yom tom shel galios. That's if it's two yom tom shel galios. Al b'shnei yom tom shel Rosh Hashanah, but when it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, harehin ki yom echad. That is the din of yom ha'richta, that's one long day, and you cannot have two separate erev v'tchumin, one for one day, one for the other. Ve'enu mar l'shnei yom mel ruach achas. You need to have an erev that's set up in, you can only use one Eruv in one direction. And this going back on what we said previously, when it's two Yom Tovim of Golios, when it's not Rosh Hashanah, you can make a Tanai on your Eruv, or a Stam in general. You could always make a Tanai on your Eruv. Eruv l'Shabbazo, avalo l'Shabbaz Acheres. That I'm putting out this Eruv, it should work for this Shabbos, but not for next Shabbos. L'Shabbaz Acheres, avalo l'Shabbazo. Or I'm putting out this Eruv, and I want it to be there for next Shabbos, but not for this Shabbos. L'Shabbaz Yom Tovim. I'm putting out this Erev, and I want it to be utilized every Shabbos, but not on Yom Tov. Liyom Tovim lo Shabbos, right? Yom Tov not Shabbos. I mean, you're in control of when your Erev is going to be utilized, when it's not. Just because you're putting it out today, let's say on a Friday, on this Erev Shabbos, it doesn't mean it has to be used this Shabbos, and it doesn't mean it can't be used in a subsequent Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yom Tov v'chulei samach l'Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out on a Friday or a Sunday, Yom Tov Shabbos can show Yom Tov shel kol yoshtei kedusha sein. Because the rule is that when it's Yom Tov and a Shabbos, or Shayyam Tov Shal Galios, they're considered to be two separate Kedushos. So the Erev you have for one day has no impact on the other day. So you can put out both Erevin at the same time, and one of them will be functional for day one of Yom Tov, and the other one will be functional for day two of Yom Tov. So if Yom Tov is Friday Shabbos, so you have in mind that the Erev to the east should be activated Thursday night Ben Hashmashos, and that the Erev to the west should be activated Friday night Ben Hashmashos, and then you could utilize each Erev. You don't even have to decide which Erev you're going to use, or if you're going to use an Erev at all, before Yom Tov starts. We can say it retroactively, that if I decide when I wake up in the morning that I want to go 3,000 amos to my east, okay, so I'm going to utilize the Eruv that's to my east. So it's Uvra Dovr L'Mafreya, that at Bein HaShemashos, that's where I was Kona Shvisa, Kedal B'Sim Tov Yud Gimel. Ach, Mekimin Shabir at Tzad Echud B'Yom Rishon, Shuvin Rashai Leil Pa'usa Yom L'Tzad HaSheni. However, once I decide that I'm going to the east on the first day of Yom Tov, I can't also utilize the Eruv to my west on the first day of Yom Tov. On the second day of Yom Tov I can, but on the first day of Yom Tov I can't have a contradiction between the two Erevin. So you could decide that the Erev will work for one of the 2 days, whichever one I decide. And the case over here is also that I decide, let this Erev work for one day of Yantif, and let me not have any Erev for the other day of Yantif. I want to have the same tchum as everybody else in my city for the other day of Yantif. But by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's Kiyom Echad. Kiyom Echad Aruch Hashvin Allah, we consider it to be a Yom HaArichtum. Yom Echad and Yochel Arif Chatzil Lekan V'Chatzil Lekan. And within one day, you can't have an Erev half the day working on the east and half the day working on the west. It doesn't work like that. L'ruach HaChas, what did then Yochel Omer Yiknan Li Eruvi Kan Hayom L'machar Yekim Le'iri? And on Sheyem Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, you also can't say that day one of Rosh Hashanah, I want to have an Erev on the east, and day two of Rosh Hashanah, I want to deactivate the Erev and just be like, have the same tchum as everybody else in my city. Can't do that. You got to have the same tchum for the whole time. V'chein, aresha inyan kai. The v'chein is going back on the beginning of the topic. K'mo sham, sheyachal aniyach erev echad b'erev yom tov sheyachal av levado, or rakal shabbos achar yom tov. Just like you could put an erev out on erev yom tov, having in mind that it's only going to work for the Shabbos that comes after yom tov, or having in mind that it's only going to work for that yom tov, so you can likewise put out an erev at any time and say, let this work for three Shabboses from now. Let it work for every Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Let it, whatever you decide. But it's critical that the Erev still be there, that it's got to be intact at that time, on that Shabbos. So you got to keep an eye on it, because it's food. So you're going to leave it out for a year, so it could be that it will get spoiled, it could be that it will get wormy, that's why we use matzahs typically. We don't make Erev Itchumen so often, but not matzahs would be a reasonable thing to use. And it's very common that they would spoil, especially in the summertime, or it would just be eaten by animals or something else. It would get lost in some way or another. So as long as it's still there, the Bein HaShemesh will say you want to use it, it's going to work. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that when it comes to Yom Tov that is adjacent to Shabbos in one direction or the other, or even Sheyom Tov and Shelgalios, you could have a different Tchum Shabbos for one day than the next day. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to have, it's Yom HaRichta, so you can only have one Tchum Shabbos for both days of Rosh Hashanah. And we said that you're in control of when your Erev is going to, of which days your Erev is going to be Chal for. So you can make it Chal for all the Shabbosos of the year, but not the Yom Tovim. All the Yom Tovim, not the Shabbosos. Or specific Shabbosos, not other Shabbosos. But you just have to make sure that the food is in fact still intact. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will learn Si'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.